Today is Thursday, December the 12th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is a show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I hope you're all having a wonderful day. I got home from work late today because, I had issues all day. And, work issues, so I won't talk about those, but, let's go ahead and play a voicemail. I have a couple of more of those to clear out. The voicemail coffers are getting a little bit empty, so if you're a person who hasn't called, especially, you should definitely call in, just like these folks did.
G'day, Adam. This is Scotty Aussie Battler calling from Australia, and I know I said I wasn't going to call this rip-off US phone number because you deliberately have the prize of a $50 Amazon gift card, which will only work in America, so you deliberately didn't want us to call. But now Kathy Bacon is adding in 50 cold hard cash dollars. Enter me. This is Scotty. Bye.
Scotty, why would an Amazon gift card not work in Australia? Does Amazon not, you know, I've never been to Australia, so I don't know this. But does Amazon not work in Australia or something? I mean, I would assume that you guys have Amazon, but you know what? I'm going to Google that right now. Amazon, Australia. Let's see. There is an Amazon Australia. So why would a gift card not work? I haven't done research, so you can call in and let me know. But I clearly see that there's an Amazon Australia here. So if you were to win, I could go to Amazon Australia and I could buy the, surely it works, Scotty. I mean, come on. There's an Amazon Australia. So, I think, you know, deliver to Australia. But anyway, I don't know. I mean, you know more than me. You live in Australia, but I see that there's clearly an Amazon Australia, but thank you for calling. All right, so let's listen to this last voicemail.
Adam, it's Bacon. It's not about wealth. It's about generosity. It's about paying it forward. It's about sharing your fortune. I'm not wealthy. I have 6 car loans and a pontoon payment and a house payment, and I'm paying cash for a girl to go to college. Now, if I didn't have all that, I would be filthy rich. And this is my mentality on donating money for contests. I'll say it again. Maybe you haven't heard it, but this is it. So you guys give us this content for free. There's no registration. Well,
did I play this already? I apologize. I know I apologize a lot. Guys, I'm sorry that I apologize so much. I don't remember. Now this voicemail sounds so familiar, but I don't know if I listened to it and then I didn't play it on the show or if I'm going to play it. But if I, again, if I've already played this, oh well, I have Alzheimer's. So here we go.
Well, unless you're Patreon. And then if you're Patreon, I don't participate in Patreon because I don't like putting my.
That's weird. You don't like putting your what? That's so weird. Let me download it. Wait a minute. I was at 46 seconds. I'm going to download it and see. It stopped playing. That's so weird.
Add content for free. There's no right for somebody to just tap it anytime they want, being Patreon. But anyway, so basically this is like a fee for service. It's like the least I can do. I'm getting like hours a week of free entertainment. Do you feel like I just chewed you out? So I didn't mean to. But anyway, have a great day. And this is the last time I'm calling, so don't enter my name in the contest.
Y'all, I have to thank you, Kathy. I appreciate your call. And if I played it twice, that's just because you're so special. But and I have Alzheimer's, honestly. But I totally agree. I applaud your generosity. And I love it. I love it that you're so, and I feel just like when Taylor and Taffy mentioned me. Rodan never mentions me, but just like when Taylor and Taffy mentioned me on their show, and I feel like a celebrity, when Kathy Bacon starts calling my show and emailing me, little old me, and she starts donating money to give away in my little contest, I feel like a celebrity because normally Kathy is like only calling and participating in Big Fatty's show. And we all know how much of a celebrity Big Fatty is. So now if I think Big Fatty should call and leave a voicemail on my show. I think he should. I got an email from Kathy actually. And she told me how much she earns in a year. And you guys trust me so much. I'm glad that I'm really trustworthy. Someone else gave me some piece of information and they're like, don't share this with everyone on your show, but this is my social security number. Oh, no, it was Scotty. Scotty also told me how much he makes at his job. And you guys trust me a lot. And I'm not going to say it because I am a trustworthy person. I guess I should email both of you back and tell you what I make. Just so it's fair, you know, so we know, like, I don't know that I want to give away Mark's salary. We're not married, so, you know, I don't know if he would be cool with that or not. But regardless, I appreciate that you guys trust me so much. And I'm going to be trustworthy because that's how I am. But and Kathy is definitely loaded. I mean, Trump level. I'm just kidding, Kathy. I'm kidding. Anyway, so is Scotty. Oh, my God. Scotty is so rich. I'm surprised he doesn't have like gold plated toilets like Trump does. Oh, Trump and my parents. And that's horrible. So anyway, I filled my show with content today, as I've done for a few episodes, but nothing really, as far as what's been going on in my life. I think I finished up talking about the Austin trip, and that was pretty much as far as I've gotten in my life. But other than that, I've just been working, and I think I mentioned that, I did talk about we went to the Branson show. Ooh, I went all the way back to Austin because I can't remember because of my Alzheimer's. But anyway, so that was a fun trip other than my parents pissing me off, but because I don't understand how they like Trump. I mean, I don't, and it really bothers me. But anyway, it was fine. I mean, the show I didn't enjoy all that much, but it's always fun being with the family other than having those conversations. And so we did that. And then I didn't mention this, my performance playing the Herald trumpets went pretty well. I mean, we had four different performances on that day. And I would say the first and second one went really well. The third one was my worst one. And then the one in the evening, the fourth one, was pretty good as well. So the third one, my lips were really tired. My lips were really tired, and I made a couple of mistakes in the fanfare because my lips were so tired. But, you know, whatever. And the Sunday before, I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but the Sunday before, I played my piccolo trumpet on Handel's Messiah, and I actually got a text message from the music director at the church, and I didn't even know his phone number because I didn't have it stored in my phone. But he said, I'm going to read it because I was so impressed with myself. He says, Adam, just wanted you to know that you rocked the piccolo trumpet on Sunday. Beautiful and spot on. Well done. That ain't easy, brother. I don't like being called boss. Which one of the trumpet players refers to me as boss all the time. It's like, see ya, boss. Hey, boss. What's up, boss? I hate it. I don't know why. It seems patronizing to me, but it's not, but I don't like it. And being called brother, I don't know. I don't like that either. There's this podcast that I listen to, and they recently got a new host. And he's an African-American gentleman, and he's from the South. And he refers to everybody, no matter what their age is, as Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so. And I know that because I'm from the South and I always used to say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. I would call, you know, people Miss this and Mr. that. But it kind of makes me uncomfortable hearing him say it all the time. And I don't know if it's just because he's African-American and it feels, I don't know, classist or something. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I keep running out of music, damn it. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.